Before she went to the Constitution Center, Malala Yousafzai visited the Pennsylvania Convention Center to address hundreds of young people at the Forbes 30 Under 30 Summit. Wearing a red paisley headscarf, the 17-year-old Nobel Peace Prize winner said the day Taliban soldiers targeted her on a school bus 2 years ago changed everything.
No one could say shame on Taliban before. No one could say that, yes, the Taliban, they are the responsible people. Great change came that people started to say to them that, yes, you are the responsible ones.
Later that evening at the National Constitution Center, she was greeted by the Pennsylvania Girl Choir. Mayor Michael Nutter lauded Yousafzai, saying this was one of the most emotional Liberty Medal ceremonies he had ever attended. She was also honored by someone else who, like Yousafzai, faced death to get an education. Minnie Jean Brown Trickey, now 73, was one of the Little Rock Nine. They were black teenagers who were the first to integrate their high school under armed guard.
We were only 14 and 15. Yet, however great an enemy we face, we do not act alone.
When Yousafzai herself took the podium, she underscored her message that education is a fundamental right which, like democracy, comes with responsibility. She criticized those who would use religion to deny this right.
In Islam, every girl and every boy is allowed to get education. And getting education is not only each person's right, but also responsibility. There are some groups who are misusing the name of Islam for their own personal benefits, because Islam is a religion of peace.
Yousafzai said she will use the Liberty Medal's $100,000 prize to educate youth in Pakistan. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.